today's Gospel, the Lord refers to the sign of Jonah. What was the sign of Jonah? Really, it's a twofold sign. The first aspect of the sign of Jonah was the fact that Jonah was given a prophetic mission. It says in our first reading, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, go to the great city of Nineveh and call them to repentance. Call them to change their ways, otherwise their city will be destroyed. And so Jonah obeys God. He goes to Nineveh, which is an enormously large city. It took 3 days to walk through that city. And he began announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh will be destroyed. So that is the first aspect of the sign of Jonah, that it was a call to repentance. That was the sign of Jonah, that he would be a prophet that would call people to repentance, and that Christ would also come to call people to repentance, to repent and to believe in the gospel, to change their ways, to give up sin, to turn their life over to God. And Jesus was more than a prophet. He was the Son of God and is the Son of God. That's the first aspect, is the call to repentance. It says the people of Nineveh, from the king on down, believed God. Even the king laid aside his royal robe, covered himself in sackcloth, sat in the ashes, and he proclaimed a fast to the entire city that neither man nor beast would taste anything or eat or drink. And they would beg God, cry loudly to God, it says, and they would turn away from violence and evil and pray that God would relent and forgive them and would not tear down their city. And the scripture says in the book of Jonah, chapter 3, God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way. He repented of the evil he had threatened to do to them and did not carry it out. So the Lord says in Luke chapter 11 today, this generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign. No sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. So Jonah was a call to repentance. Jesus was now calling people to repentance. Then the second aspect of the sign of Jonah is the resurrection. As you know, in the story of Jonah, he was swallowed by the big fish, by the whale. And for 3 days, he was in the belly of this fish. So people thought he was dead. And yet he came forth from the big fish, from the whale, and in a sort of a resurrection. 3 days, and then he came forth again. Well, this is a foreshadowing of Christ, that Christ would die, be placed in the tomb, but on the third day, he would rise from the dead. So the sign of Jonah is the sign of the resurrection, that Jesus would rise from the dead and pay the price for our sins. We live in an evil age. Our evil age seeks a sign. It's always looking for signs and fantastic things and miracles. And so what is the sign that God has given to our generation that has to do with the resurrection? I would hold it is the Shroud of Turin. That the Shroud of Turin is our modern day sign of Jonah. That the scientific evidence of the Shroud is overwhelming in support of its authenticity. The Shroud of Turin, that shroud that captured the very burst of light, heat, power, radiation that came forth from at the moment of the resurrection of Christ, that burned, photographed this image onto the shroud 2,000 years ago, that is our modern day sign of Jonah for our disbelieving age.